Chapter 10 Alone at the Fair. The Fine Furry Friends Fair was in full swing. Fluttershy couldn't believe how many entertaining things were available for ponies and their pets. There was a kitty show, pet food stands, and games the ponies could play to win prizes and treats for their animal buddies. It was difficult for Fluttershy not to get distracted looking at all the adorable creatures. But she was on a mission to find her bunny and her sheep. "Angel!" Fluttershy trotted down the aisles of the fairgrounds, making her way through the heaving crowd of ponies. "Where did you hop off to?" She pushed her way past a game booth for doggies. It launched colorful balls out to the players, who in turn tried to catch them in their mouths. The dog who caught the most won a prize. Fluttershy noticed one of the dogs from her picture in the herding trials program. Her name was Scout, and the stout brown stallion next to her must have been Corral. His cutie mark was a whistle, and he wore a black cowpony hat. Scout was declared the winner and barked happily as she chose her prize, a squeaky stuffed cow chew toy with a bell around its neck. "Good girl, Scout!" said Corral, patting her on the head. "Now it's time to go compete. You ready to herd some sheep?" Scout did a backflip, and the two ran off toward the fields.
"Wow,"
thought Fluttershy. The yellow pony bit her lip. Time was running out. Some pony around here had to have seen her pets. Fluttershy tapped the shoulder of a pink unicorn mare.
"Excuse me, miss," she said softly.
The unicorn turned around and gave her a funny look.
"Are you talking to me?"
Yes, if that's okay," Fluttershy bowed her head. "See, I've lost my sheep, and I was wondering if you might have seen them anywhere. See, we're going to be late for..."
"Oh, I get it!"
The unicorn started laughing. She tapped her friend, a white earth pony with a green mane, on the shoulder.
"Look, it's one of those interactive plays with the actors who talk to you. It's Little Pony Peep!"
The pony with the green mane looked at Fluttershy's costume and giggled.
"And you've lost your sheep!"
"Well, yes, actually," Fluttershy replied, eyes darting around. "But I'm not an actor. I really did lose them, and my bunny Angel..."
"Right!"
The pink unicorn winked, playing along.
"Though if you're going for authenticity, I don't think Little Pony Peep had a bunny in the story."
"Oh, Fluttershy replied, backing away. "Thank you. Bye."
Fluttershy looked around the busy fairgrounds and suddenly felt hopeless. She was never going to find Angel in time. Every pony was going to be so disappointed. She began to trudge back toward the fields when she heard some very silly music. It sounded familiar.
"Why do I know this song?"
said Fluttershy, trotting over to the bandstand. There was a stage set up, and tons of ponies were watching and stomping their hooves to the beat. Fluttershy pushed her way to the front. Up on stage was none other than Pinkie Pie dressed as a chicken. She had five of Fluttershy's chickens clucking around next to her, performing choreography with their wings. Elizabeth was even wearing a sparkling boa around her little neck. And in the front row was Angel Bunny, sitting between eight tiny crystal ewes. They were all bouncing back and forth in time with the music. They didn't look nervous at all. Suddenly, she realized that what she'd been thinking about the competition this entire time was wrong.
"Maybe I'm the one who's been making every sheep stressed out," Fluttershy said aloud to herself. "The Fine Furry Friends Fair is supposed to be fun. It's no big deal what every pony else thinks, as long as Angel and I have a good time together."
"That's what we've been trying to tell you all along, Sugar Cube," said Applejack, stepping up next to her.
Twilight, Rarity, and Rainbow Dash all joined her, nodding their heads.
"Now, are you ready to have a good time?"
Applejack hollered.
"Absolutely," replied Fluttershy with a smile. "I just have to go round up my sheep first."
She pointed her staff at the tiny flock. They were all bleating happily for Pinkie Pie and the chickens, who were taking their final bows.
"Oh, darling," Rarity gasped, "hearing you say those words while wearing that costume has shown me how misguided the whole look was. I must have been subconsciously channeling one of Sweetie Belle's bedtime nursery rhymes. Please, don't wear that during your herding trial."
"Phew," Fluttershy sighed. "I'm really glad you said that."
Angel Bunny hopped up to Fluttershy and nuzzled her leg. Then he pulled out his pocket watch and looked at it, and his eyes grew huge. Angel pulled down on his ears in shock.
"We're going to be late!" "Not if I have anything to say about it," Fluttershy puffed up. "Angel, go by!"
The little bunny saluted Fluttershy and hopped off toward his tiny flock. He drove them all to the field without a single hitch.